Seeking true belonging is lifelong, lacking it can be deeply painful. From childhood to adulthood, everyone seeks a place where they can fit in seamlessly, avoiding undue attention, a fundamental human need. Not finding this sense of belonging can be deeply painful. When the author moved to New Orleans, she encountered severe racism and attended segregated schools. Her middle name, mistaken as African American, led to teasing and exclusion from both black and white social circles. Despite occasional invitations to parties from her African American friends, their parents often reacted with surprise upon seeing a white girl. Even years later, she vividly recalls the profound hurt of feeling like an outsider at the tender age of 4. During her teenage years, her family moved to Houston. At her new school, she eagerly wanted to join the Bearcadettes, the cheerleading team. To prepare for tryouts, she went on a liquid diet for 2 weeks and practiced her routine nonstop. Despite performing well, she was told she didn't fit the Bearcadet image. Challenges in finding support. This rejection was tough because both her parents had ties to the school, her mother was a Bearcadet and her father a football star. Their disappointment added to her own, making her feel rejected by both the cheerleaders and her family. Brown carried this feeling into adulthood, turning to alcohol to cope with the pain. She later joined Alcoholics Anonymous seeking comfort, but the group didn't fit her. Her AA sponsor suggested Codependence Anonymous, which focuses on healthy relationships. However, they didn't accept her either and recommended she try elsewhere. The root of her struggles lay in childhood rejection, leading to addictions like drinking and codependent relationships. She faced continuous rejection, compounding her pain. True belonging means to be yourself, not anyone else. Feeling like you don't fit in isn't just about being turned away. Even if you're welcomed into a club or sorority, you might still feel like an outsider. Sometimes, you might resent how much effort you've put into pleasing others just to gain their acceptance. We often dedicate a significant amount of time and energy trying to fit in, whether it's with a group or an individual. Yet, true belonging occurs when you stop seeking validation from others and cease trying to conform to their expectations. In 1987, Brown met Steve, her future husband. During that period, she was caught up in a destructive lifestyle of partying, drinking, and smoking. However, Steve saw through her facade and recognized her true self. With his encouragement and support, she gradually embraced her true identity and left behind her self-destructive behaviors. Brown's journey to self-belonging. Brown's journey towards self-belonging began with a significant relationship. Over 3 decades, this journey culminated in a life-changing appearance on Oprah. During this appearance, she shared her strategy for self-belonging. Writing permission slips. Her first slip allowed her to embrace goofiness and enjoy life. This strategy helped her transform her life positively. Oprah was so impressed that she invited Brown back for a second episode. After her first appearance, Brown had the honor of meeting Maya Angelou, one of her idols. Angelou imparted lasting advice, "Do not be moved, Brené," encouraging her to stay true to herself amidst others' opinions. 6 months later, Brown traveled to Chicago for a speaking engagement. The organizers requested she dress in business attire. Initially complying, she felt uncomfortable in the formal clothes. Quickly, she changed into her usual jeans, shirt, and clogs. To her surprise, she received the highest speaker rating at the event. Belong in wilderness demands courage and trust. Why does the wilderness captivate our interest? Whether it's through songs like the Bee Gees' Voice into the Wilderness or John Krakauer's exploration in Into the Wild, artists are drawn to its dual nature of fear and allure. They use it as a metaphor for the obstacles we must conquer to achieve personal growth. The metaphorical wilderness signifies any unfamiliar territory beyond what you're used to. It could be anything new or any situation where you must confront uncertainties and vulnerabilities. Your wilderness might involve encountering new people, navigating unfamiliar situations, or finding the courage to either decline or accept something. While each person's journey through the wilderness is unique, all paths are guaranteed to be challenging. As Joseph Campbell famously stated, "You shape your path with each step you take." Trust, skills, growth in wilderness. Exploring the wilderness involves deep self-reflection, solitude, and spiritual growth. These activities help you discover more about yourself and grow personally. Venturing into the wild alone gives you a true sense of belonging. Before starting your wilderness journey, it's crucial to learn certain skills. To find your way successfully, you need to listen well and be ready for tough conversations. Instead of letting fear and defensiveness control you, let curiosity and joy guide your journey. To establish trust, it's crucial to trust not only others but also yourself. This involves being open and vulnerable about your values. It takes bravery to demonstrate trust and vulnerability, but these are skills that can be developed. There are 7 qualities that contribute to being trustworthy: reliability, taking responsibility for mistakes, respecting boundaries, safeguarding confidential information, making decisions with integrity, avoiding judgment of others, and demonstrating generosity. If you surround yourself with unchallenged viewpoints, it contributes to a loneliness epidemic. Today's news highlights our growing societal divisions. People are more divided than ever, ideologically, politically, and religiously. Are these divisions promoting a stronger sense of belonging? Many of us seek comfort in groups to alleviate feelings of isolation. Back in 1976, only a quarter of Americans lived in counties where most residents voted for the same presidential candidate. By 2016, this number skyrocketed to 80%, illustrating a trend where people increasingly surround themselves with like-minded peers. This shift reflects a feedback loop, as journalist Bill Bishop describes it, where our communities become more homogeneous over time. In today's media landscape, many individuals seek out content that reinforces their existing beliefs rather than challenging them. This preference often creates echo chambers, where people find themselves isolated within their spheres of opinion. This trend has contributed to a notable rise in loneliness among Americans, which has more than doubled since the 1980s. Chronic loneliness poses major health risk. Interestingly, chronic loneliness presents a greater health risk than obesity, pollution, or excessive drinking, as highlighted by research from Julianne Holt-Lundstad at Brigham Young University. Her findings indicate that chronic loneliness significantly increases the chances of premature death by 45%, emphasizing the profound impact of social isolation on overall well-being. Instead of being in groups, we should choose places and activities that bring us together and avoid those that make us feel apart. Brown has 2 kids, Ellen and Charlie. They've often told her that certain restaurants and friends' houses make them feel lonely. Over time, they realize these places never led to meaningful connections. However, other places and experiences can create bonds and give us hope, especially events involving art and music. To find a sense of belonging, we should look for such places rather than groups. Prioritize personal experiences over anger to reduce loneliness. Once you start your journey toward belonging, you'll find that it's a path filled with contradictions. To steer through these, focus on what you observe firsthand, not what is portrayed on television. If you rely solely on one news channel, you might develop biased views towards Democrats or Republicans. However, real-life situations often defy these stereotypes. For instance, in a family emergency, the person most willing to assist might be a coworker with differing political beliefs. Such acts of solidarity occur daily, revealing a more truthful picture of human connection than the divisive rhetoric often heard in politics. Practice respectful interaction and compassion. It's important to treat others with respect, especially when correcting their views. Brown grew up in a family that enjoyed hunting as a weekend activity. Once, while discussing teaching her son to hunt birds, a stranger wrongly assumed she supported the NRA. Instead of yelling, Brown calmly explained her views on responsible gun ownership versus NRA support. Another way to unite people is by showing compassion in both happy and sad times, even with strangers. This could mean joining hands at a memorial or cheering for a neighbor's sports team, even if you're not a sports fan. Courage isn't just about bravery, it's also about embracing vulnerability. Jen Hatmaker, a leader in the Christian community, bravely supported LGBTQ rights, even amid harsh criticism from other Christians. Instead of reacting defensively, she responded with openness and compassion, becoming a true inspiration to many. Channel anger for self-understanding, not bitterness. Staying mad at someone for a long time can drain you. Bottling up anger creates resentment and steals your happiness. There's a better way to handle anger: be open and have honest talks with yourself. Sadly, as a society, we often avoid this approach. After 9/11, we mourned together, but then our leaders focused our anger on an ideological enemy rather than catching the real mastermind. Instead of getting into deep discussions about religion, race, or identity after an attack, Americans showed unity by displaying patriotism with flags on their homes and cars. However, relying solely on patriotism cannot sustain national unity for long. Channel anger positively. Learning to channel anger positively is crucial. Nobel laureate Kailash Satyarthi highlighted in a 2015 TED Talk that many of us suppress our anger because we're taught it's wrong to express it. This repression often leads to its harmful release as violence or oppression, contributing to alarming levels of mass shootings and racial violence in the United States. Anger can be a catalyst for positive societal change, especially when used to challenge misguided beliefs. Following the tragic loss of his wife in the 2015 Paris attacks, a grieving man penned a poignant letter titled "You Will Not Have My Hate." In this letter, he bravely addressed the attackers, expressing his refusal to succumb to anger or hatred despite his profound loss. Instead, he resolved to live peacefully with his 17-month-old son, defying the terrorists' intentions to instill fear and suspicion. By choosing love over anger, he upheld his true self and nurtured a sense of belonging rooted in resilience rather than reactionary responses. Key points. 1. Seeking belonging is a lifelong pursuit, crucial for emotional well-being. 2. Rejection from social groups can lead to profound emotional pain and self-destructive behaviors. 3. True belonging emerges when one accepts their authentic self and stops seeking external validation. 4. The metaphorical wilderness represents unfamiliar challenges that support personal growth. 5. Social isolation and echo chambers contribute to widespread loneliness in society. 6. Channeling anger positively can lead to personal resilience and societal change. 7. Compassion, respect, and openness are vital in bridging societal divides and promoting unity.